Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at the pressure growing for more transparency when it comes to positive COVID cases. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. So you were monitoring the COVID committee meetings yesterday.
Yes. And you know, one of the things that came out was that the committee really wants more information from the Department of Health, more detailed information about what's causing these cases to spread, what activities are responsible, and what activities are relatively safe.
You know, we posed that same question to DOH officials in previous weeks, you know, when it comes to care homes, because that was something that was brought up that, you know, in some states, they have a website and they just tell you, you know, where these cases are, whether it's a government office, a private business, a farm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what our what the committee wants to know. But again, according to Scott Psyche, the House Speaker, he asked and got a pretty emphatic no from the Department of Health.
And I wonder if it's, you know, because of our privacy laws that they're just so reluctant to disclose that information.
Well, that's what the speaker said, that the comment was about privacy laws, but the response is, look, saying a category of activity or place where something happened really wouldn't affect anyone's privacy at all.
You know, and I know we just learned, you know, that the Department of Education had a number of positive cases in summer school. I know that came as a surprise to, I think, the teachers union and many families, too, because they wanted to know, oh, what school was it, right?
Right. I mean, the key ultimately is people want to know what they can do that's safe, which will help the economy. As Carl Bonham, the executive director of the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization, said yesterday, he said, look, if people are afraid to go out, they won't go out to do things that are safe, possibly safe. We don't know, like maybe going to the grocery store in a mask. If that's safe, people should know that and be encouraged to do it, or at least not discouraged or either tacitly from some fear of the unknown.
Yeah, it's interesting. I happened to be in a department store yesterday, and I was the only one on the whole floor. You know, and so, yeah, it just – you know, and yet some stores you see lines to go in, you know, the smaller mom-and-pop or boutique stores, maybe there's a line out the door. But, so you want to know where's the risk, you know?
No, exactly. Again, you know, someone actually just sent a text saying, good point, that a store owner saying, you know, this is something people should know. If it's safe to go somewhere and go shopping, we should know it because it, especially a local business, it really does help the local economy. If money stays here and people are shopping here, that's good for us, for the economy. Money's spreading throughout the economy. But again, if people are afraid, they're just going to stay home.
Yeah, I did get flagged that someone was driving by a beer place and nobody was social distancing. And so, yeah, if there are places that you should steer clear from, yeah, you do want to know.
Right. Well, again, we do have the bars being closed for a while, and gatherings, again, going back to being relatively small gatherings. So this is, you know, we're having this retrenching or pulling back. But I think the real concern that was voiced by the economists and officials during the meeting yesterday was that we don't want overkill. If people are afraid, because we have 144 cases, I believe, new cases announced today. If people are afraid and they say, well, we're not going to do anything, then that's going to hurt the economy. And if people don't know, well, hey, a lot of these things are happening because of gatherings, family gatherings at the beach and potlucks and whatever else. People should know, don't do that.
And Speaker Psyche was also pushing, you know, for information about who's coming back from, you know, hot spots like Vegas or places like that.
Exactly. Now, this is key because if tourists are bringing it, we want to know it. If residents are bringing it when they come home from somewhere, we want to know that as well. From what we understood, at least early on, if you recall, the tourists weren't people bringing most of the cases here. It was people coming home.
Right. Yeah. And if they're going to kind of open up and relax restrictions on Trans-Pacific travel, we've got to really do some work here to get these numbers down. But
Thanks
so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. Read the story online at sybilbeat.org.